We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Without further ado or delay, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf. Governor, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Larry and Kevin. So, as always, it's great to be with you.
No shortage of subjects. I want to jump right in on the vaccine issue. Talk to a family physician in the area, and he thought might have been a good idea for the state to reach out, find out who fits the profile for that first wave of vaccines, and maybe go that route. So, as you know, the state's being blamed for not having a plan and vaccine distribution go smoothly. So what is the current state that you see from your perspective on getting these vaccines out?
Well, I think we do actually have a plan, and we are getting the vaccines out now. It's not as fast as anybody would like. Part of that is just because we're constrained by supply. But part of it is that we're also dependent on and how fast the partners set up by the federal government actually get this out. So CVS, Walgreens, the healthcare systems. But the allocation is coming directly according to the federal government's plan from Pfizer and Moderna. When I look at how we're doing, again, let's just acknowledge it's never as fast as it should be, and I think that's why the Biden administration is ramping up its efforts to produce more vaccines. I think they were originally planning on 100 million for the first 100 days. Now they're up to 150 million for the first 100 days, and who knows, you know, how they will do on that. But I think as that ramps up, we'll do a better job. But the plan has us getting. We're following the federal plan, and anybody 65 and older, and people, frontline healthcare workers, as well as staff and patients in long-term care facilities, and patients and staff. The plan is now for rolling out in, I think, about 1,000 spots all around Pennsylvania. We have a website that's updated every 3 days to who has the vaccine, which of those sites has the vaccine, which doesn't. And the idea is you contact them and set up a time to go. So I know people who have gotten the vaccine and are in line and haven't really had a problem. But it is the constraint is the real constraint, I think, is the system for getting states the vaccine.
Yeah, okay. So pharmacies are overwhelmed. I mean, they're getting deluged with calls. People are trying to get on lists to no avail. As you mentioned, supply and demand. Demand far outseeds supply. States are being sent the vaccine directly from the manufacturer based on population. So roughly states get similar amounts per capita, I guess. Do the vaccines go when they're sent to Pennsylvania? Is there a state warehouse that holds them and then divvies them out?
No, and that's the interesting thing. It goes straight to whoever these partners are. So like now CVS, Walgreens, the healthcare systems, CVS and Walgreens is responsible for the next distribution or the next wave, which goes into the nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The federal government set up a program where each state could then identify two additional, they call them retail establishments, and we have two based on their footprint in Pennsylvania, and that's where if you add all these together, we have about 1,000 spots. And you go on our website, and you can see who has the vaccine and who doesn't. Each one of these partners, you're right, Kevin, does have different ways of connecting with them. You can do it online in some cases and by phone. Some of them are overwhelmed, and so they're using fallback procedures to say, okay, here's an alternative line, here's our web system. Each one is different. Some are better than others. So I think these are the things that you might expect. We aren't doing as well as I would like us to do, but we do have a plan, and we keep making it better. We're right now in our fifth version of the rollout plan, and we are meeting and working diligently to try to do a better and better job.
We're with Governor Tom Wolf. I'm getting text from physician friends, Doc, who have family practices and doctor's offices. Asked the governor, why can't doctor's offices get them directly, since that's what they do typically, and there's a trust and knowledge of patients that they can't, you know, receive them directly to distribute vaccines?
Yeah, I'm not sure why the federal system works the way it does. We have tried to say, you know, if you have, these are probably doctor's offices that are not directly connected or affiliated with specific healthcare systems, because healthcare systems in general are getting them directly. And if a doctor's practice is owned by the healthcare system, then they are getting this directly. So these are what you're probably hearing from physicians who are independent and not part of the healthcare system. And that's the way the federal government set it up. But I think that's a really good point. We're trying to say they should be getting it directly because they have their own connections with their own patients. And they are frontline healthcare workers, even if they're not directly affiliated with the larger healthcare systems.
But they make a good point in the fact that they know their patients, who fits the profile wave. I don't know. Now, for those that don't know, since Dr. Rachel Levine, the health secretary, has moved to President Biden's administration, and you have a nominee, Alison Beam, as the new acting secretary and permanent once you get the official nod, but it may be a different vision for how you change this plan, or is this locked in by federal mandate?
Well, most of it's federally, you know, we control, we have followed the federal guidelines in terms of who gets what first, but in terms of the logistics as to how it gets from the manufacturer to Walgreens, CVS, and the healthcare systems, that is determined by the relationship between the manufacturer and these areas these institutions who get the vaccine. How it then gets into the arms of people really is up to them. We are helping and pushing that as much as we can. The handoff actually has been a smooth one. The Dr. Levine going to Washington is a real change for Pennsylvania. I think it's a nice thing that the Biden administration recognized her leadership and her competence in doing this. So the system we have was set up. But Allison, just a little background, as governors get to the end of their second term in Pennsylvania, because we're term limited, it's time when people in the administration start looking around if their time horizon is a little longer than, say, the year and a half or two left for this governor. And so about 3 months ago, we went around to every one of the senior officials in the cabinet and said, what are your plans? And Rachel was one of those who said, you know, I'm interested if I were offered one or the other of these two jobs in a Biden administration. This is before the election, so if he wins, then I would take that. And so we made sure that there was a succession plan in place. And Allison, actually, the goal, especially since we're in the middle of this pandemic and the vaccine rollout is part of this, the idea was to make this handoff as seamless as possible. Allison has been the deputy chief of staff, and her responsibility has been on what we call the health hub, which includes the Department of Health. So she has been part of the creation of all the systems that we have in place, working hand in hand with Dr. Levine. So when Dr. Levine got the call from Washington, we had somebody who has been in place now for almost 2 years and has been working on the pandemic right from early March when this came to Pennsylvania. So the handoff, has been really smooth. Again, there are all kinds of challenges we're all facing, and I'm sure there are things that could be done better or differently, but we're doing this vaccine out as quickly as we can, and I think some of the best states out there are like in the low 80% of, you know, vaccines getting into the arms. We're right around 67%, so we're not as high as the best, and we fluctuate. I think you had a tweet this morning that said we're 34th or something. Last week we were in the 20s, and I'm not sure how that calculation is made. I just keep watching the percentage, and I want to make that as high as it can possibly make, and certainly up there with the best states. But in terms of the administration of this, there really hasn't been any problem with the handoff.
And Senate Minority Leader Jay Costa, State Senate Minority Leader Jay Costa from our area, has said that Allison Beam is an excellent choice for the job. She is not a doctor. She graduated from Drexel School of Law and has a Bachelor's of Science degree in health policy and administration. So has the administrative skills that you're probably looking for to move forward with the vaccine. But right. Let's talk about something else, money and the unemployment benefits. What's the latest with that? People were wondering where their checks are. When can they expect that, the unemployed?
Yeah. You're talking about the unemployment compensation system through the labor and industry.
Yes, sir.
We have two systems. One is the Pennsylvania the unemployment compensation system, and we have a new system that is now up and running. And the second part of that is the PUA system. This is the pandemic unemployment assistance, which the new program has a few changes in it, so we've had to upgrade our system, and that should be done by in an hour or two this morning, so at least before noon today. And I know the new acting secretary Barrier is going to have a media briefing this morning with the details as to how that's working. But I've been asking the same question. There's obviously a big increase now in demand for unemployment compensation payments, and the same kind of big bulge that we saw back in the spring, I'm sure we're going to be seeing in the next couple of weeks. So we have ramped up. We still have, two times the number of people who were there before. We're working. We worked hundreds of thousands of hours of overtime. We have new systems we've put into place. So the hope is that we're ready for this. I mean, the proof will be in the pudding.
We appreciate your time as always, Governor. Thank you. And give Allison Beam our best wishes. Good luck in her new role. And we'll get her on the air as soon as you let her. By the way, I saw the Lieutenant Governor on CBS Sunday Morning did a profile. We talked to him yesterday, and they showed a picture of him next to you. And they said that did you see the piece on CBS?
No, I didn't. What did he say? Did he say nice things about me or what?
Yes, he did. But okay. It's a great profile piece that they did on CBS Sunday Morning. We'll send you a link. You should check it out, or you can go to radio.com. So
I'll do that. All right. Hey, well, thank you very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.